Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Drew. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was just needing to file a new claim for unemployment.
Sure, and what's that social?
It's 419-516-3357.
All right, and what is that first and last name?
Mackenzie Marlin.
And Ms. Marlin, what is your date of birth?
March the 28th of 2000.
All right, and your mother's maiden name?
Crowden.
All righty. And Ms. Marlin, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school, including any college?
I got some college.
And how many years?
I got a certificate in welding.
All right. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
And what is the issuing state?
Alabama.
And what is the license number?
929-5601.
And just to confirm, that is 929-5601.
Yes.
All right. And Ms. Marlin, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into a checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which option would you prefer?
Just the card.
All righty. And did you already have one?
I'm supposed to have one come in 2 weeks for a claim that I had filed back last year.
All righty. And what is a good mailing address for you?
It's 500 East Washington Drive.
And what city is
that?
Muscle Shoals?
Yes.
All righty. And what's that zip code?
35661.
All right. Is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
And has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, it did.
All right. And what is a good phone number for you?
It's 256-281-0851. Let me double check because I did just receive that new phone number. I don't want to give you the wrong one. All right. 256-280-7851.
All righty. And just to confirm that mailing address, I have 500 East Washington Drive, Muscle Shoals, Alabama, 35661.
Yes.
And just so you know, Ms. Marlin, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. So I am going to ask you a series of randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
From whom did you purchase the property at 8548? Kelly Lisa Estaprairi, EMF Enterprises, Home, John Wyland Homes and Neighborhood, Steve Simpson Investments, or I've never been associated with this property.
Okay, now do what?
From whom did you purchase the property at 8548 Kelly Lisa Estaprairi, EMF Enterprises, Home, John Wyland Homes and Neighborhood, Steve Simpson Investments, or I've never been associated with this property?
Yeah, I've never been associated with that property.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1212 12th Place, 1308 Park Street, 2402 East 15th Avenue, 9595 6th Street, or none of the above?
I want to say 9595 6th Street.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Leeton, Tuscaloosa, Gadsden, Birmingham, or none of the above?
Leighton.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, not in another state.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Now, what is that?
That is the Trade Readjustment Allowance, and it's a federal program. So if you didn't receive a letter, it means they didn't find you eligible for it yet.
No.
All righty. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance, meaning you lost your job to a natural disaster?
Well, the job that I'm working for, I cannot find work due to not being vaccinated. So I'm not for sure how to answer that question.
So you're not vaccinated?
No.
All right. And what is the last day that you worked?
The last day that I worked. I'm honestly not sure.
Was it this year?
Let's see. I got the job maybe about a month ago, and I went in to work, but I never could work because the client wanted me to be vaccinated. So I ended up having to leave. So I didn't even work that day.
Do you remember when that was?
Let's see. Maybe I can find the text messages. I'm sorry, it was a while back, but I'm trying to find the messages. I think maybe it was around December, because I'm all the way up in January and it's not here, so it had to be sooner before then. I don't know, maybe December 28th, around that time.
So around the 28th?
Yes, I'm thinking so because...
All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I am working Monday through Friday, so I'm not allowed to work on the weekends because I do babysit.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Around 25, 30.
All right. And what is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
13.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your job title of that job?
It's a home health aide.
And are you seeking work in that same occupation?
Yeah.
All righty. And who was your most recent employer?
It is All Pro through Birmingham.
On your pay stub, is it under a different name?
No, I have not received one, so I'm really not sure how it comes.
Okay, you said All Pro?
Yes.
Power. And you said it was in Birmingham?
Yes.
Do you know the address?
I'm actually trying to find it right now.
Was it a temp agency?
I'm really not sure. No. I mean, I was trying to do full-time, so.
Oh, there we go.
Did you find it?
Yes.
Okay, mine keeps pulling up in Nashville.
Does Southern States All Pro LLC ring a bell?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to go through my Indeed and go to the jobs that I applied for and find it that way so I can make sure that it is the right one. All Pro Central. Is that what it says?
Give me just one second.
Okay.
You said All Pro Central?
Yes.
Give me just a second. I'm manually putting it in.
You're fine. I'm still trying to find it myself.
All right, do you remember when you started working there?
Let's see. I got the address. I do got the address.
Do you remember
but
when you started working?
It wouldn't let me. Let's see. It was January the 10th.
So you started working there on January the 10th?
Yes, because I was trying, I emailed her and tried to sign into the app to clock in.
Okay, and when did you stop working there?
I'm still employed there, but they said that I could contact unemployment to see if I could get unemployment because they cannot give me any work. So they would lay me off or whatever they needed to do.
Okay, so when was the last day that you actually worked with them?
It would be, let me see where I called her. It was Friday. It was past Friday.
Okay. So, and this past Friday was the 11th. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
All righty. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
All righty. And give me just one quick second.
Okay.
All right, and you said that the reason you're currently no longer working is because you don't have the vaccine.
Yes.
And why are you not willing to get the vaccine?
Because I'm just not willing to. I mean, they really didn't do no study or anything on it before it came out, so.
All righty. And who is the person that you've been talking to through this whole process?
Tiffany. It's my manager.
And what is Tiffany's last name?
Grant, Grant.
All righty. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All righty. And do you remember your PIN number from the last time you filed?
I believe it's 6357.
Did you change the PIN after you got it the last time?
I don't think. Now, what pin are you talking about?
There's a PIN number that we use that you'll use when you file your unemployment benefit, your weekly certifications, and it's the last two of your social and the last two of your date of birth.
Last two of social and last two of date of birth.
So in your case, it would be 5700.
5700.
Yes.
And that's the pin to weekly file.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you a couple of websites and a couple of phone numbers you're going to need, okay?
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. And I'll give you a second to write that website down.
All right, so that alabamaworks.gov.
alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks to begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet each week in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov.
And that is to file for the weekly.
Yes. If you choose to file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-1800.
Okay, got that.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week, meaning that you'll start doing your weekly certifications this Sunday. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry department at 1-800.
Okay, now do I need to make that my weekly file by this Sunday and today's?
No, ma'am. You'll wait until next Sunday, which is the 20th, to start filing. Our weeks begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file anywhere with Sunday through Friday by 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday.
Okay, so no Saturdays. Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
That will be it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.